This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The House Judiciary Committee recessed late last night after 14 hours of rancorous partisan debate.
I want the members on both sides of the aisle to think about what has happened over these last 2 days and to search their consciences before we cast our final votes.
The decision of the House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler to reconvene this morning, just about an hour from right now, to vote on those articles of impeachment further rankled Republican members of the Judiciary.
The committee is in recess.
Chairman.
So typical.
This is the kangaroo court that we're talking about.
The scheduling appeared to have nothing to do with the substance of the impeachment fight, but it incensed Republican leaders who said afterward many were planning to travel home on Friday and would now have to reset their schedules. But for the committee, Friday remains a work day. The Democratic-controlled committee rebuffed Republican attempts Thursday to weaken or throw out the allegations and instead will vote on sending them to the full House of Representatives for a vote, likely to be held next week.
It's so obvious that it is a last-minute, after-the-fact, desperate scramble to cover up the president's wrongdoing. And I tell you what, we're not falling for it.
That's Democratic Congresswoman Val Demings. The committee is also expected to approve a second article of impeachment that Trump obstructed Congress. Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his Conservative Party have won a majority of the 650 seats in Parliament.
We pulled it off, didn't we? We pulled it off. We broke the deadlock. We ended the gridlock. We smashed the roadblock.
The Conservative win in the early general election may bring a long-awaited resolution to Britain's departure from the European Union, approved in 2016. Johnson focused his campaigning efforts on a slogan to get Brexit done. He says the parliamentary majority for his Conservative Party will allow him to push it all through. This is VOA News. Afghanistan and the Taliban are engaged in critical heavy-duty peace talks.
Both the U.S. And the Taliban negotiators were holding discussions, and what we were hearing about the process was that things were moving smoothly, and the discussions were focused on how to quickly conclude an agreement between the two sides.
Well, Ayaz Ghul is our VOA correspondent in the region, and he says the recent Taliban attack on the largest U.S. military base in Afghanistan has proven to be quite an obstacle.
That apparently outraged the U.S. chief negotiator, Zalmay Khalilzad, and he protested just before the discussions broke off on Thursday. He informed the Taliban that this is not the way to go forward in terms of striking a peace deal.
So America's chief negotiator for peace in Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad, briefly suspended peace talks with the insurgents in Qatar in retaliation for this week's attack. And he went on to visit Pakistan on Friday. Now, one powerful wrinkle to the negotiations emerged in the papers of the Washington Post newspaper. The paper has been running a highly disconcerted series on the Afghan war and how it's been characterized by corruption, utilizing American dollars with no clear goal apparent to ending the 18-year conflict.
Well, let me tell you, those papers have really undermined the U.S. bargaining position in these negotiations, because now the Taliban, through their social media outlets, have been consistently making their point that they have been telling Afghans that they have, according to them, defeated the United States and its allies, and that they were not being told the truth. And now these papers have established the Taliban's position.
Well, the foreign minister from Pakistan reaffirmed Pakistan's resolve to continue to play its facilitating role in the Afghan peace process and emphasized again the conflict in the neighboring country had no military solution. A senior U.S. official says Washington's sanctions against Iran have sharply curbed Tehran's access to foreign currency, leaving it only at $10 billion of accessible reserves to foment violence and suffering at home and abroad. U.S. Special Representative for Iran Brian Hook shared what he said were newly declassified details of Iran's foreign exchange reserves in a speech Thursday to the Council on Foreign Relations in Washington. For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.